a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The Word of the Lord. In her book, Naming Grace, Mary Catherine Hilkert speaks about remembering the future. At every liturgy, we hear what seemingly are words from the past, but what actually are words from our future. Although speaking of past events, they nevertheless declare our future. In fact, these words open up our future. They remind us of who we are and in what our lives consist. Jesus, the fullness of life, is what our lives are to be. The account of Acts proclaimed today describes that fullness, what life is when we live out of resurrection grace. Not narrow or hoarding, not constricted or rigid, but open, flowing freely, living widely, and developing large hearts. Marty Hoggins' hymn, "We remember how you loved us to your death, and still we celebrate, for you are with us here. And we believe that we will see you when you come in your glory, Lord. We remember, we celebrate, we believe." Marty's hymn are words from the future. Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me," meaning, remember and celebrate what I do and go do the same. Do what? Become food and drink for one another. Be justice in the world. Share resources. Welcome all, especially the poor. Empower the gifts in one another. Bring reconciliation and peace. Heal the sick. Comfort the dying. Be what Jesus is. Through the Incarnation, we are all of us caught up in the love dance of the Trinity. Indeed, our creation is part of this intimate dance. Our call is to be more and more absorbed into Trinitarian life. That is our future. Our entire life is meant to be living into a Trinitarian Eucharistic people, hearts and wills bent on being bread broken, blood poured out for others. We don't know the effect on the future that our choices made today will have, but God does. The apostles and disciples did not know what they were setting into motion. They lived each day as Jesus bade them do, looking to the future when he would come again. Remaining faithful, moving ahead day by day, living in the Spirit of Jesus day by day, we too are creating a future for those who will come after us. Remaining faithful, we too experience right now a bit of the resurrection life that is our future.